This is the To The Point podcast. Together with our ERISA attorney, we'll explore key Affordable Care Act and trending compliance topics, all in 15 minutes or less. Now here's our host, Sarah Gillespie.
Hello, welcome to The Point podcast. I'm Sarah Gillespie. I'm the Director of Compliance for Lipscomb and Pitts Insurance, and I'm joined by my co-host, Stacey Barrow, who is our ERISA counsel extraordinaire at Marathis Barrow and Weatherhead. Hey, Stacey.
Hey, Sarah. Good to be here.
So we're going to talk about wrap plans today, and I have Stacey with me because he's going to explain a little bit about, you know, what is a wrap plan, which employers need one, and why you might need one even if you think you may not. So Stacey, can you jump in for us and tell us what we need to know?
Sure. So what is a wrap document? Wrap documents are a construct that are used by ERISA attorneys and other practitioners in the benefits field to make sure that all of your insurance carrier documents meet ERISA's requirements for a plan document and a summary plan description. And if your company is large enough to have to file a Form 5500, and that generally happens when you have 100 or more employees on the plan, a wrap document can consolidate multiple plans like medical, dental, vision, life, LTD, et cetera, into one plan number. And so it simplifies your 5500 filing. Now, if you were to read ERISA cover to cover, read the law and all of the Department of Labor regulations, you would not see any references to a wrap document. They are not directly contemplated under ERISA. Again, they're just a construct that employers use to consolidate their plans and ensure they comply with ERISA's plan document and SPD requirements. So ERISA requires all group health plans and other welfare benefit plans that are subject to ERISA to have a written plan document and a summary plan description. The carrier documents are always very good at describing all of the benefits under the plan, but they may not know certain specific information about the employer that's required to be put into a summary plan description. Things like the plan number or the plan year or the agent of service for process or the plan's eligibility. You know, many times a carrier document might just say you're eligible for coverage if you're a full-time employee as defined by your employer. And it puts the onus back on the employer then to describe eligibility in that summary plan description. So if you have over 100 employees on the plan and you're required to file a 5500, it makes a lot of sense to adopt a wrap document to, one, fulfill your SPD requirement, and then, secondly, to consolidate your 5500s. Now, what about smaller employers that are under 100? Do they need a wrap document? And again, it's not something that is absolutely legally required, but what is legally required is you need a plan document and a summary plan description. And if you don't have a wrap document in place, you should ensure that all of your carrier documents meet all of ERISA's SPD requirements. And if you are maybe unsure of what they all are, or you don't want to take the time to go through every time you add a new benefit or change to a new carrier, you use this wrap document to wrap around the carrier documents and ensure that they meet ERISA's SPD requirements. So I understand that, you know, there may be a lot of small employers out there that look at this as maybe an unnecessary expense, and you know, I don't run around and insist that every single small employer have a wrap plan, but I will tell you that we do see Department of Labor audits on smaller employers. We have seen plenty in our history of audits of under 100 life groups, and you are required to have a summary plan description, even as a small employer. Your odds of getting audited, I think, go up the larger you get, but it can still happen as a smaller employer. So we do tend to recommend them. We offer them through our law firm at a fixed fee, and we're happy to discuss that further with any Lipscomb and Pitts clients.
So just to recap, most employers who offer health and welfare plans are going to be subject to ERISA laws. There are a few exceptions, government plans, church plans, things like that, which we could talk about if you want to contact me. But in most cases, if you have a health and welfare plan, you are subject to ERISA no matter what your size, which means you're subject to the plan documentation requirement. And so what Stacy's saying is that the carrier documents that you get, your booklets, your contracts, things like that, sometimes they even call them summary plan descriptions, which confuses things even further, don't have all of the ERISA mandated items included. And so wrap plans wrap around all of these carrier documents, your medical, your dental, your vision, and establishes one ERISA plan that will be complete and compliant. And in almost every case, they are attorney-created documents. So if you don't have an attorney-created document in your possession, there's a good chance you don't currently have a wrap plan document. But the good news is Stacy and I are here to help. You can contact me. I can get you in touch with him. We can get those done for you. So if you'd like more information, please do reach out to me or reach out to us via our website, lpinsurance.com, and we'd be happy to talk further. Thanks so much for joining us.